But stick around because there's much more to come right here on Sky.
Sky Sports Radio brings you the very best greyhound racing every night. On Thursday, we're off to Dapto for the final of the prestigious Puppy Classic. And race caller Tim Newbold will have all the up-to-date information. Don't miss Dapto Greyhound Thursday night here on Sky Sports Radio.
When you're stuck in the traffic with nowhere to go, escape to a tropical island. You and a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Semillon Sauvignon Blanc by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Say hello to summer at Snooze and buy a selected king, queen or double mattress and only pay the price of a single. Conditions apply. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. Good morning. Long delays at Lilyfield on the City West Link after a smash at Balmain Road. Delays between Parramatta Road and the Anzac Bridge. It's heavy through the Harbour Tunnel southbound into Moore Park after an earlier smash in Zetland. And delays into International Terminal on the M5 from King George's Road into Mar Street. Black Friday savings end today at Freedom. Take 30% off everything in store and online. There's only hours left to save with 30% off everything at Freedom. Miss it, miss out. I'm Oscar Fung on Sky Sports Radio.
Would you like your pacing progeny to be 100% New South Wales bred and eligible for $9,000 in bonuses for their first 2 or 3 year old win? Then breed to a Yurrabee stallion, Warrowee Needy, the fastest age pacer in the world, or Little Brown Jug winner, Million Dollar Cam. Be eligible for even more by breeding to a colonial bred stallion, Caribbean Blaster, for a reason, Lombo Pocket Watch or Robin Hood. Visit yurrabee.com.au.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda Centre is family owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the VT50. The VT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. Come and see the VT50 specialist at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith with over 40 VT50s on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
To all those who build, we salute you. The crew's tirelessly cutting, lifting and taping so families can call a house a home. For contractors shaping skylines and building communities. At USG Boral, we're the building materials manufacturer that's with you every step of the way. From creating the very first plasterboard to easing your burden with the lightest 10mm and 13mm plasterboard produced in Australia, we're there. Proud supporter of a job well done. Learn more at usgboral.com.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk.
Just shifting around in the barriers. They're up, they're ready. Racing as well.
It's the 150th running of the Epsom and the gates open, they're off and racing.
With all the latest in racing from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
It is the Saturday edition of Tab Talk for this Saturday, November 26. We're just under a month from Christmas, which means we need to back plenty of winners, and we're here to help you for the next half an hour or so. Paul Joyce will join us. We'll try and catch up with a couple of trainers along the road as well. And Nick Quinn's in Sydney. He spent the night out there at Canterbury last night. Was there any food left that you and the team didn't eat last night, Quinny?
For a very skinny bloke, Richard Haynes could eat for Australia. Richard, Andrew, that's all I'll say. Richard is very, very good on the tooth. Priscilla and I just watched on in awe. And we watched on in awe at something quite incredible with Rachel King having just 2 rides for the night, her first 2 rides in town, both of them winners, both at about the double-figure odds mark as well. And she was absolutely stunned when she got off the first one, and it was like she was dreaming the time she came back to scale the second time around. And that's the beautiful thing about these night meetings. Great to see all the big guns present because of that act, the class factor, and I dare say drives a lot of confidence with punters. But you do get these really nice stories from time to time.
Two things on that. The first of them is don't give up Richard Haynes because you were good on the tooth. I had my spies there. Don't downplay your own performance, Quinny. But also the story of Rachel King. Sean Cosgrove does Chinwag with Cozzy on Thursdays at 10:30, and we're going to try and arrange it for this week that we learn a bit more about Rachel given what happened last night. And we had the question earlier that you may have heard. You might have been doing something else, but Rachel only claimed two last night because of her UK rides. Many people query why is her first Sydney rides and she's only claiming two, but she has had wins in the UK that has brought it down to 2 kilos. But you stay tuned to Sky Sports Radio. We'll promote it during the week, but there's a good chance that on Thursday morning at 10:30, Chinwag will be with Rachel King, so we'll get the chance to learn a bit more about it. Chris Toogood's out. Where are you at Rosehill yet, Quinny?
No, not yet.
Not yet. All right. So Chris Toogood is track manager there. Morning to you, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
How's the morning going into the afternoon out there, mate?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Around about 23 degrees, a bit of cloud here and there, but it looks like a nice day coming up.
That's good. As we know, Rose Hill's been hosting quite a few of our Saturday Metrops, but it seems to be coping with it pretty well.
No, that's it, Andrew. It's not too bad. A year to take a few extra meetings and give Ramwick that little bit extra time to from the renovations.
I know they've done a fair bit of work at Ramwick, which we'll talk to Nevesh about when they race next, but you've got today and then next week the Festival Stakes meeting.
Yeah, that's right, and also the 10th of December as well.
Okay.
So
there's a few more.
The wife knows where we are anyway.
That's the main thing. Hey, the rail's in the True today.
The True, yeah. We were out 6 metres last Saturday, and no, it's a lovely pad of grass there and should race pretty good.
Righto. And there's not much damage to that area? It's come through well?
That area where we are now, it's beautiful.
Yep.
The 6 metres just around the turns, a bit of scuff marks, but
yep,
that's natural, just
yep,
normal wear and tear.
Yep.
And it'll be recovered by the time we're back out there.
Okay, beautiful. All right, mate, enjoy the day out there, Chris.
Thanks, Andrew.
Chris Toogood, track manager at Rose Hill. Tab Highway race is an interesting one today. Quinny, race four, we had Matt Dunn on earlier, and he loves winning these races. He's taken Say You Love Me out to run in Brisbane, but he's still got Delightful Feeling here.
Yeah, Delightful Feeling's been a well-backed favourite. There's been good go for two runners here in Delightful Feeling, the toppy and Al Cabana, who's now the second elect, was initially an $8 outsider. A favourite, though, 380 Delightful Feeling. Al Cabana, the second elect at 460. Twilight Charade, 6. Gambled, 9. With Billion Eve at 950. But the best back runner is the toppy, with Nick Haywood claiming 3 in Delightful Feeling.
Yeah, he's riding well too, Nick. Gets it to 56. Nick Quinn, Richard Haynes, probably to a lesser extent Priscilla Smith, they really did lap up those food markets last night, Canterbury Night Racing. And here's another bloke that was right up amongst the two. I only know that you ate a lot because every time you went, he was alongside you. Brett Devine from the ATC. Morning to you, Brett.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Good morning to Quinny and all the punters out there. And look, you can only say that he's hit the ground running this morning, Quinny, thanks to the Brazilian barbecue. He didn't leave it alone in between every race. And don't worry about Hainsey, mate. Quinny's got a couple of lengths on him.
Yeah, no, for sure. The Brazilian barbecue. But all jokes aside with the food and the markets and everything else out there, mate, the night racing's just gone bang, bang, bang.
Look, it truly has, and Quinny can attest to that as well. He was there live to experience it all. Look, another 4,000-plus crowd out at Canterbury Park last night, Benz, and the best thing about it, I think, is that people hang right around till the end. I mean, it was quarter to 10 o'clock before we all left last night, and there was still plenty of people out there spread across all the food stalls, plenty of kids enjoying all the free rides and all the free attractions on offer out there with the petting zoo and the pony rides and... Yeah. It's just a wonderful atmosphere that the community's embracing. And look, there's two more meetings coming up soon on the 9th and the 16th of December before Christmas. A great chance to take some friends, some family out there for mums and dads, uncles and aunties, even grandparents. Grab the kids and enjoy great food, a great atmosphere and all the fun of the track as well.
Yeah, exactly. No, Quinny, is that your first night meeting there?
It is, and it was absolutely sensational. I couldn't believe how many people were there and how quickly the night went, because the races are just so well programmed. There's no mucking around. And
yeah,
it was such a great diverse crowd as well. I noticed there were a lot of young blokes that had probably just knocked off work and then gone down, a lot of people that potentially could have been starting their night there before hitting the town, and then a lot of families as well with so many family activities. So it does sound like a cliche, but it does really cater for everyone.
Yeah, fantastic. We're at Rose Hill today, Brett, and we should mention that there's plenty of these meetings coming up, that Christmas parties and everything will be going on.
Absolutely fantastic time of the year, Benz, to get out to Rose Hill Gardens. Of course, we have been telling people for a while now about the fabulous refurbishment, but a great time of the year in this wonderful weather. And as you say, Christmas parties, there's a few meetings there at Rosehill Gardens, and then we return back to Royal Randwick for the big Inglis Villiers Day on the 17th of December with that great track renovation that Navesh is really happy with at the moment. So a wonderful time to book. Go to vatc.com.au, the website. It's got all the events, all the upcoming race days, and where else would you want to be but at the track on a Saturday at this time of year?
Yeah, exactly. And you had your AGM on Thursday, mate. Just finally, before we move on, how did it all go?
Yeah, look, it was a great success, I think, in terms of the participation of members, and we thank members for their effort in voting. You could vote online this year, so, of course, that increased the participation. And we welcome and congratulate Bill Evans back to the board for another stint. And, of course, as you've mentioned earlier today, Angela Bell McSweeney, a great racing family, and wonderful to see a third woman now on the board, Ben. So good to see that there's an even representation there as well. But yeah. Those appointments begin officially on the 1st of February next year.
Yeah, we look forward to the continued good fortunes of the Australian Turf Club. Good on you, Brett. Enjoy today.
Thanks, Andrew, and good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Now, Quinny, just a couple of other races at Rose Hill. Race 8 today. Races 8 and 9 changed a little bit. We knew their horses were coming out because they ran either at Muswellbrook or Canterbury. But Interstellar, Michael Hawke saying this morning to us, not at all concerned about running Interstellar on a good 3 today. What's the betting going on there?
She's firmed again today. 20 into 210, the favourite now, and from the second best back runner in Magic Alibi at 6, Zinzan Elsie 6.50 with Rowinda, and then it's $12 or better the rest, but Interstellar looks primed to go around one of the shortest price favourites on the program.
Yeah, can Hawks Racing do the last two? Maybe Tommy Berry's got the instructions from wife Shani that you get the money on first hand and we'll have tea tonight.
There's been money for first hand as well. It's the $3.70 second electric for NFL combined with Chris Lees to win a race last night, and they team up to take the favourite here in Upscale, who's a $3.20 chance. Secret Trails had support there at $7.50 as well. So a fascinating little way to end the program, but a little bit of extra pressure there for Tommy.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we're going to go to Brisbane, Nick, because Greg Hickman's online, our popular Sydney trainer. He's up there with private secretary in the Colin McAlpine Memorial Classic. There's been a lot of interest in the weather in Brisbane so far this morning. Greg, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
I don't know where you're staying. Are you staying in town in Brisbane?
No, I'm at the Gold Coast, but I just got a call from a friend of mine. He said he's only a few minutes away from the track and it's flooding at his place. He talked to Liam Burchell and he said they haven't had a drop yet.
Yeah, no, look, it's been remarkable. The storm that came down, probably time goes pretty quick here on a Saturday morning. I'm going to say 90 minutes ago, maybe a fraction longer. It came down from Redcliffe. It came straight across the coast, hit Brisbane Airport and just kept going. And Eagle Farm missed it, fortunately, on that occasion. But there's a lot more storm activity around. So, gee, mate, what are you hoping happens?
Yeah, I hope it doesn't come. Yeah. I mean, if they get a lot of rain, obviously we'll have to sit back and look at it and sum things up. But, we'll just have to wait till it happens. But apart from that, the mare's good and pretty happy the way she's travelled and looks the right sort of race for it, but the rain would upset the apple cart a bit.
She has won on the soft, but I guess she's only having a second run here, isn't she?
Yeah, that's not so much a problem. I just think if it... Look, she ran on a heavy tenor worry farm one day and got beaten, ran third, and just sort of... It just takes the ping out of her legs. I mean, she keeps coming, and that's maybe just because of ability, but we really don't want it to rain.
Yeah, understand. And she's travelled up there well. I guess the other thing that'll come into it, Greg, is just where you've drawn. I mean, many people might shudder with a wide draw, but it might just end up being okay.
Yeah, well, it could play into our hand a bit, so... We've just got to hope for a bit of luck.
I understand. Mate, off her Flemington run, she's got to be a big live chance in this race. I mean, they're talking about Scheidel in a Group 1 Winterbottom today, and she made up so much ground behind her at Flemington.
Yeah, her run in Melbourne was absolutely super. Yeah, I mean, they run so well and you come out running third. But, yeah, look, it's the right race. We've aimed her at this race and then come back again for the Magic Millions and... he's done everything good up here, so very happy.
Fantastic. Well, mate, listening to you, we don't want the rain to arrive because that will obviously impact on the track, and we don't want that. Citations, it ran last night, didn't it?
Yeah, no, just had a bit of bad luck with him. Tommy couldn't slot in where he wanted to, yeah, and just sort of victim of circumstances. So
yep.
We've still got the girl today to sort of, we had a winner on Thursday. My trotter yep. won on Thursday night. Citation was supposed to win, and then this girl's supposed to win. So we'll just hopefully we finish off at the right note.
What's your trotter?
I've got a trotter with Johnny Chap called Perfect Jesse.
Okay. Where did win? Penrith?
Penrith, yeah. It's run 4 seconds and then come out and won.
Oh, fantastic. I'll have to go and have back a look at it, mate. I'll have to start mentioning that now. Try and cut your odds back.
You paid $1.80, I think.
No wonder you stepped in. All right, well, good luck today, mate. I hope the weather doesn't come over the next couple of hours and we've got a good four there. We'll just monitor that. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Greg Hickman there. So there's a lot of interest here, Quinny, because these races are starting to really lean towards the Magic Millions now. A lot of horses there. The Sky Racing Recognition Stakes, race 7, and that race with Private Secretary in race 6. What odds are Private Secretary now, mate?
Yeah, Private Secretary, a $2.40 chance, comes into barrier 15 after a couple of scratchings, is the clear favourite in that race as well. Has attracted a little bit of money late yesterday afternoon and again this morning as well, so hopefully can get the prize. Butterboom's been popular in the same race at about the $8 chance from the Joseph Fyde stable.
Okay, and what about the next one there, that Sky Racing Recognition Stakes? What's the favourite there now?
Yeah, still on the beach, a $4 favourite, just ahead of Rudy, who'd be a big benefit from the rain if it did arrive. Hofgarden at 6, Mr Epic at 8, and then double figures or better. The rest, there has been a little bit of support for Fresnapole at the $12 chance as well, but still on the beach does head the market there. But Private Secretary hopefully can get the prize in race number 6. And what about Greg? You know, drew badly, not only at the barriers, but the fact that he's staying at the Gold Coast during schoolies week.
Yeah, no, exactly. He's trying to stay quiet, and there they are with the kids week. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that weather. Wanganui, our first race of the day, comes up in about 3 minutes. It's overcast and good there. A late scratching of 11, Pinsrad, and the favourite on the tote is 7, Fogarty Fegan at $3.120. Second pick, number 10, Dream Dancer at $5.20 and $1.90. They are the only two single-figure odds for the first of Wanganui. As I say, that race in about 3 minutes.
Sky Sports Radio is home to a winning team of form experts. Throughout New South Wales, you can rely on the likes of Cleese, Harley and Scores. In Victoria, it's Dean Lester and Mark Hunter providing the right mail every day.
I think Sir Sagamore is the perfect horse for the race, strong at the end of the 1,200 metres and a good each-way bet.
The market followed Mark. Sir Sagamore firm from $7 into $4.60 before saluting. Everyone's a winner, baby, that's true. Trust the best in the business on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
The Mudgee region is the flavour of the year. There's such diversity in agriculture, and it's such a beautiful and historic area. Mudgee's leading real estate agency, The Property Shop, is proud to welcome lifestylers, retirees and investors to this magnificent region. It's an area where you can buy a brand new home under $350,000 and rent it for $350 a week, or buy a 10-hectare bush retreat for as low as $100,000. Want to view some of these properties? Then go to thepropertyshop.com.au.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
The man shave helped my dad lose weight and feel better. Now dad takes me to the park and we play footy.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Okay, yes, let me tell you about Capital Debt Solutions. I'm just thinking about the weather in Brisbane. There's that little gap in the airwaves there. Capital Debt Solutions, they're there for you for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. It's interest-free and it's tailored to your budget. Come on, focus on a debt-free Christmas time. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Let's get back to Tab Talk on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
I was not only thinking about the Brisbane weather, but it's raining at Whanganui. They're on a good track, but it is raining there right now, very overcast. Tote favourite 7, Fogarty Fagan at 250 and 170. They're down to the last couple here. Paul Joyce is online. How are you, Paul?
Yeah, very well, Andrew. How's things in there?
Yeah, excellent, mate. We've got Quinny in Sydney as well. And I want to jump into these. How's your confidence for Rose Hill?
Yeah, it's okay, actually. There's a couple of good value runners there, and I've also gone wide for one. The scratchings today, obviously, you know, we've got a smallish field there, and a couple of races lost a bit of value, so I've gone to Brisbane, actually, to find one as well.
Okay, there is a couple playing up here, so, mate, let's start. Where do you want to go?
Well, we'll start at Rose Hill. We'll go to race 5, number 8, Mr. Steele. He's a good, tough, on-pace stayer. He's backing up from last Saturday. I thought it was a good effort. He ran 5th there behind Moldy Facets. He did a stack of work. I think if he can find the front today at the 2400, he'll take plenty of catching. So race 5, number 8, Mr. Steele, have something each way.
Not a bad way to get the ball rolling there. $21 the win and better than $5.55 the place, $5.57 the place to be precise. So nice little way, hopefully, for us to start the value picks. That's a good one to get us going, Joycey. What else you got?
Yeah, give us another one.
All right, we'll go to race 7, number 2, High Midnight for James Cummings. Look, he's a trainer who loves to follow patterns and routines, and he gave this horse 2 trials last prep before winning first up at Rose Hill over 1350. He's done the exact same thing this time. Gets to 1400 first up this prep. The difference is he drew 14 of 14 when he won last time. Today he's going to come from barrier 3, so I think he'll get all the favours in the run. He's got to beat the favourite Mo Herb, but I think he'll give it a big shake, and he's a decent price. So race 7, number 2, High Midnight.
And here's Whanganui, race 1.
Towards the lead over Lord Sibford, right there, Ram Sam Sam. So too is Platinum Monarch and Denny's Lincoln, and Lord Sibford over on the outside. They're being followed over on the inside as they track down the back by Magic and Canto. 1.5 to the Mentalist, and then came on the inside Dream Dancer. It's a racing through on the inside from Handsome Return between runners. About 2 lengths away then came Dream Lover Mawad, and there's no loitering. Fogarty Fegan back in the last 4 or so, along with the Peary Levin Hillbilly, and whipped as one of the last ones as they race down the side. They've got 6.50 left to go, and it's Ram Sam Sam over on the inside of Platinum Monarch, Clement a length away. Magic and Canto fourth on the inside, followed by Denny's Lincoln and Sanders Cap. Tracked around by Handsome Return, Lord Sibford out wider, and then came Dream Dancer from Dream Lover. There's 5 lengths away to whip Fogarty Fegan, and that's probably the race as they turn and go now. 300 metres left to run. Ram Sam Sam and Platinum Monarch up the inside, Magic and Canto. Denny's Lincoln 1.5 away with Clement, and Handsome Return down the outside with Lord Sibford. They're right across the track here at the 100. Ram Sam Sam, Magic and Canto, Clement, Handsome Return, Lord Sibford down the outside. Handsome Return gets the win. Handsome Return, Lord Sibford, and third and Denny's Lincoln. Now take your pick for fourth. We've got Dream Lover, Dream Dancer, Fogarty Fegan, Magic and Canto, Ram Sam Sam not too far away, Hillbilly, and whipped with Mawadin. They were followed next in by Platinum Monarch. Clement, if I hadn't already mentioned it, has come in next. And then we had Peary Levin. And after being first out of the gates, the Mensalist was the last one home.
And number 4, Handsome Return, $31.08.50. 9, Lord Simford at $7.20. And 2, Denny's Lincoln at $8.80. At this stage, 4-9 and a photo it is on the first at Whanganui. More in a moment. We're with Paul Joyce. Now, he's given us race 5, number 8 at Rose Hill, Mr. Steele. And he gave us High Midnight, race 7, number 2. Quinny from tab.com.au. What price High Midnight?
Currently $8 on the fixed odds. Our third line of betting quote at that price, Maher, is a $3 favourite. Snoopy, the $5 second elect.
Righto. Now, have you got another one, but it's in Brisbane?
Yeah, that's right, guys. We'll go to race 6 in Brisbane. It's a $100,000 listed race up there, and I'm going for number 18, Cruising Speed, each way at the big odds. She's lightly raced. She's had 7 starts for 4 wins, but I was really taken with her first up win this prep. She showed a great turn of foot. She's got a lovely barrier, whereas the short price favourite, Private Secretary, has drawn the extreme outside. So I'm just hoping she gets too far back to favourite, and maybe Cruising Speed can pinch a break turning for home. I'll be backing her each way at the big odds. Race 6, number 18.
Geez, that's very unkind. We just had Greg Hickman on. He was so upbeat about Private Secretary, and now you've gone and thrown the spanner in the works here with a $14 chance in cruising speed. Might have to save on the Quinella and potentially the Duet.
I will be taking the Quinella, guys. I'm a massive fan of Private Secretary, but I just think cruising speed's the value.
And just in case the weather comes, the storms hit, she has won on a soft there, Paul, cruising speed for John Maher.
Yeah, she has. She won at Eagle Farm on a soft six, and she won it quite easily. So I'm not too concerned if they do get the run.
Okay. All right, so the three of them there, two for Rose Hill, race five, number eight, and race seven, number two. And the Brisbane one at Eagle Farm is race six, number 18, cruising speed. Now, Quaddy, what's unfolded there today for you, mate?
Yeah, we've had a few scratchings, Ben, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. The main strategy stays the same. So it's going to cost us $20 for 10%. The first leg at Rose Hill, we've got 7, 4, 3, 9 and 8. Second leg, 2 and 3. Third leg, 8, 9, 1 and 4. And we'll close off with 6, 8, 11, 9 and 7. So $20 for 10%, definitely worth a play today.
Okay, you'll tweet them and I'll retweet them, mate, if we can do that. That'll cost how much?
Sounds good. $20 for 10%.
$20.
Is that
bucks.
How much you charge for a retweet, is it?
Yeah, yes, no, exactly. If we can get a couple more retweets, I get a bonus on that. All right, mate, good luck. I hope it's a winning day for you.
No, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Joyce joining us there with his best and his quaddy. Now, Winterbottom Stakes, Quinny, across in Perth, much later, 8 o'clock our time tonight. But it's 37 degrees. Mark Olmos from Perth Racing will join Simon Harrison in about an hour and 10 minutes, somewhere around there, with all the tips for every race. But what's the Winterbottom market with 37 degrees on the way over there?
The money has come for Terra Vista. It was a $3.40 chance throughout the course of yesterday. Got into $3.20 to join Malaguera at that quote. The bookies have just wound them both out ever so slightly today to $3.30 each for two. And we have Takedown 8, Rock Magic 8.50, and then a bit of a gap out to double figures, all better the rest. It promises to be an absolute cracker. There's been a little bit of money around for two at odds. State Solicitor at 10 with William Pike in the saddle. Well, First Among Equals has been popular as well, the $18 quote. But are you a Terra Vista, Malaguera, or Upset Man?
Yeah, look, I don't know. I don't know which one wins. I think they, if they turn up with their Melbourne form, I think they fight it out. Maybe it's Malaguera, but geez, I don't reckon there's too much between them. You know, they were close at Flemington, and I think if they both go there and they've got to cop the heat today. Yep. I reckon, yeah, I'd hate to say one over the other, to be honest. I don't reckon there's too much between them. Hey, sports today, the cricket continues a day-nighter in Adelaide, and what's happened with the markets there, given Australia are 40-odd runs in front?
Yeah, well, the Aussies are firm favourite now, $1.42 to go on and win the third test. They did get even shorter before the South Africans clawed their way back with a couple of late wickets. South Africa at $3.50, the draw, it's an $11 chance. They're just switching racing codes for a minute because we did have the heat to the Inter-Dominion last night, and some of the big guns really did flex their muscles. And as a result, we now have joint favourites at $3 with Hector JJ and Lenny the Shark. A big gap out to Smolder at 10, Joan of Arc at 14 with Bodine Boaz at $16. Which of the two winners did you find more impressive out of Lenny the Shark and Hector JJ?
Well, I'm going to go Lenny because he's just done it. He's just tough. I know Hector's got that burst of speed and everything, but the horse has to cope with three runs in a week and then the final, and Lenny's just there and been there and done that.
Yes. Yep, fair enough.
Yeah.
I think you can make a compelling case for both of them, but I just hope they both make the final, both draw well, and how'd Yankee Rockstar pull up?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything. That gives me some concern. He's just not showing that dash that we're used to from the last prep. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see. He was well back and didn't gain points, so that's the disappointing thing with Yankee. The golf in Melbourne, much activity on the golf, the World Cup of Golf?
Yeah, well, Denmark was pretty popular at about the $23 quote heading into the tournament. They're now a $2.75 favourite from Spain at 7, Japan and Team USA at 9, then China 11, England at 13. The Aussies, it's been a disaster for them. They started a firm favourite, then at $51, and would need a minor miracle to win from there. But Denmark, they could land some nice little bets there.
Yeah, $23 and now two odd. Fair dig, and they'd be happy if they got the 23. Nick, enjoy today, mate. There's no Tab Talk tomorrow. We've got a special edition, the 90-minute edition of Thoroughbred Weekly tomorrow. So Tab Talk will be back on Monday with all your sports and racing. But Thoroughbred Weekly, a 90-minute edition from 9 till 10:30 tomorrow morning. Enjoy the day, Nick.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Nick Quinn from tab.com.au. All the late mails coming up after midday, just after midday, through Tab as well for Sydney and Melbourne. Race 1, Wanganui, number 4, Handsome Return, $31.08.50. 9, Lord Sinford, $7.20. 2, Denny's Lincoln, $8.80. 4th, number 10, Quadama, $299.90. The trifecta, $5,097.30, with a jackpot of $2,140, and the first four is a total jackpot of $348. All the racing will be continue to be heard. All the previews, Harness and Greyhounds coming up. Peter Alice at 11. Straight after that, Steve Moran looking at Moonee Valley. We'll keep an eye on the Brisbane weather. Simon Harrison will be all over that, keeping an eye on if those storms do arrive at Eagle Farm. At the moment, it's a good four. We've got Perth tips for every race at Ascot at about 25, 20 to 12, followed by Darren Flindell's Rose Hill preview. Stick around because we've got all the winning information for you on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase an Iveco, LG, Westinghouse, Samsung or Fisher & Paykel fridge and you'll get it delivered and your old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda Centre is family-owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the VT50. The VT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. Come and see the VT50 specialist at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith with over 40 VT50s on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
This is your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, and it's time for the early mail. Scratchings, track reports and tips for a day at the races.
Good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 29 minutes to 11. In just a moment, Paul Ambrosoli with this morning's The Bortley Quiz. Amanda Rando to take a look at Tabcorp Park Menangle this evening. They've got the Group 3 Kevin Robinson free-for-all on tonight. Tim Newbold to preview Wentworth Park, and then from 11 o'clock, Pete Ellis to preview Morfordville, and then Steve Bourne will take a look at Moonee Valley. But first of all, Paul Ambrosoli, good morning.
I'm very